You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this not so beautiful Tuesday. It's a gloomy day. I don't like gloomy days. That's why I live in Florida. We've got Gina from the city in her seat. Gina, I missed you.
I missed you too.
What was up with that? A little vacation or sickness?
I had a vacation and then I had to catch up.
First, you had a baby.
I got a grandbaby. Exactly. There's so much going on.
Which is growing so like a weed.
I know.
I stalked the picture. She's so cute.
She is little Buddha stink of baby. She is. That's what we call her.
And you're having fun?
I am.
That's great.
I am.
My friend Ellen, too, she has babies all the time, and she puts the pictures out there, and it's like, oh, I just love them, but do I want another one? No.
No.
I just took a picture. In fact, I put it on Facebook because my girls are 10 years apart, 10 and 20 now, but they're thick as thieves. Those two, I'm telling you what, they could go rob a bank and mom would never know. Them two, yeah, they'd be dragging the bag behind them.
I didn't find out all the things mine did back in the day until they were in their 20s.
My son and daughter were like that, my
Ooh,
older.
Sneaky.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember one time my daughter was, I'm going to rat you out, Meredith. I got a call, and you might remember this Shag Surf Shop. It used to be
sounds like familiar.
Where Cold Stone is, I think it was, like across from Longboard House.
Yeah, yeah.
Shag's was there
yes.
forever. And Shag, we all knew Shag. Everybody in town knew Shag. Shag was a fixture. And the bus stop for the school was on her front lawn. And she called me one day, and she goes, Meredith's out there smoking. And I go,
Ooh.
Really? So as soon as Meredith walked in the door that day, I go, oh, she got anything to do? Oh, no, first I asked her brother, so was Meredith smoking at the bus stop? And he goes, he wouldn't look at me. You know, he's looking at the floor, and he's going, no. And I go, you're going to lie to me. And you go, he did too. He would not rat her out for anything.
Ooh.
And then she walks to the door. I go, smoking at the bus stop? And she's like, Alex! And I'm like, he did not tell me. He would not tell me for nothing. I go, you're both in trouble. Now you're both in trouble because you didn't tell me and you were doing it. And he would have gone to his grave before he told me that his sister was smoking at the bus stop.
The key is you have to know people all over the place and they never can know where it came from. I have people who text me stuff about my kids and they'll tell me, my kids will block me from certain social media posts.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And they'll say, did you know that she posted this? Or did you know that this
Too
happened?
Funny.
And I'm like, what? And then when I say something, who told you that? I go, don't you know? Mommy knows everybody.
You know, and my kids grew up in Melbourne Beach. It's a small, quaint little town. And I said, you can't, including myself, you can't do anything wrong in Melbourne Beach because everybody's going to know before you guys hit the door. And that's been the way it's been for years.
Oh, yeah.
So Melbourne Beach, they have, you know, a traffic light now. They're not a small town anymore. They've got a traffic light.
Yeah.
It used to be the yellow blinking light way down there by, what is it? Almost to Ocarina. It used to be the blinking light. But now, yeah, you've been, how long have you been? You've been
30
here?
Years.
30
been
years.
Here.
Okay. So you remember when there was the Nick's Steakhouse was there on the corner and the diner?
Yep.
No traffic light.
Nope.
No traffic light. My kids, I've been blessed with good kids, but these two, they ain't telling mom. They are not.
one's going down, the other one's going
that's
down.
Right. That's exactly together. Right. They're sticking together. But I guess that means I did something right because they're thick. You know, I see and talk to my kids, all of them, every day. And I think that's important because when somebody says, I don't talk to my kids, the first thing I think is, well, what's wrong with you?
I know.
I see that in the college. You know, I'm in student union. I'm feeding all these kids. And I hear their stories about, you know, they haven't seen their mom or they don't get any help from their mom or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I go home and go, why can't you be more like that? I'm tired of supporting, you know, I'm proud of all of them. They're all doing well. And my son's at Northrop Grumman and my daughter works with me. Two of them work with me. And then they've got the little one, mm-hmm. which is still crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm too old for this. I said I'm too old for this.
My son graduates a couple weeks.
Yeah. Am I catering that party? You didn't ask me.
I'm still trying to figure out who's coming, to be honest. So, he tells me no, and, you know, his dad lives in South Florida, and we don't really
hang
out.
How South Florida?
Delray.
Delray, okay. Delray Beach. Delray. I have family in Delray.
Yeah, so we don't really hang out.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad's
but everybody could come together for a graduation. That's a major achievement.
Yes.
Yeah.
His dad's the only one here in Florida, though. The rest of his dad's family is all up north. So it might be like five of us.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure it out. And I keep asking about his friends. And he's like, no, mom, you know.
So my 20-year-old just got engaged.
Congratulations.
Long engagement. I said, 5 years? Can we go 5 years on this one? But we were just talking about it last night because he said there's no way his mom and his dad could be in the same room.
Oh.
And I said, that's not good. We need to fix that before the wedding.
It's not that bad here.
Huh?
It's not that bad here.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, we need to come together for that day.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's not about them.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that happens. We have a huge event going on tomorrow night.
We do.
So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Because Rick, where is Rick? I hope he's in his car on his way. Or we've got Rick from Comic-Con. We've also got today Terrence K. Williams, which I'm excited about. He's with the Adam Carolla show. I know you want to definitely come
totally
to that. I know.
Go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Danny, hopefully you'll be able to make it that night, too. We'll get to Adam Carolla. Yeah. So, all right. So we've got this... in the boom. Okay, let me just get my beauty in the boom, okay?
Beauty for the boom.
We've got beauty in the boom. So I'm a little disappointed because I think this is an awesome, awesome event. First of all, I talked about it last week because people are still saying, you know, our tax dollars are spent on these fireworks that we put out for Mel Boom, which is a huge, huge night. Gina is the one who makes that happen with a good team, but
we have
butt.
A great team,
whether it turns out good or bad, really, it's a lot of pressure. I don't think people understand that.
No.
Yeah. So not one tax dollar is spent on these fireworks.
Right.
This is all money that Gina goes out there, beats the pavement, gets donations, and tomorrow night is, tell us.
Tomorrow night is Beauty for the Boom. So it came about because last year, we planned a golf tournament, and the person who was my sponsor had a little bit of a different expectation. And either way, we both worked really hard, but it just wasn't as successful as I would have liked it to have been. But I feel like events are the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, me chasing people down and strong-arming people for money is not the best way to raise money. I like to give people something for it.
Right.
So this is my wheelhouse. These are my people. These are contacts that I have built over the years back when I was the fashion editor at one of the media outlets. They are people that I've done business with over the years and built relationships with. And I happen to be a woman in her mid-50s.
So this is sort of a women's night.
It's a women's health, wellness, and beauty event.
And I can't wait to see this venue. This is at One Oak at Hemingway's. So it's Hemingway's venue that they put out there. I heard it's very, very nice.
It is.
We're going to have a poshy, bougie night for women. Inexpensive, and especially when you really think about it, let's just say it's free because you're just coming in and giving $30 at the door. What is it?
They are getting a glass of wine.
Okay.
A champagne toast. Free entertainment.
Okay.
From Char Good. they are getting an acai bar, dessert, and light
soup
food
and salad
from you.
From
soup
Kim.
And salad from
yeah.
you. Yes. So,
and I'm doing
that
lobster
alone.
Bisque.
Well,
I mean, I'm doing lobster bisque, Caesar, and a nice. I'm doing this fruit salad also, which will go with the other vendors' food, but. Yeah, we're doing it light. It's going to be a woman's bougie night.
It is.
It's
going to
be
so
cool.
Much great information.
And you know what else? We've got a lot of vendors in the room.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be lots of people to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very disappointed, though, that more people, and you know, Melbourne is I'm going to wait till the last minute. I don't care about paying the extra $5 at the door because I'm going to show up at the last minute. It doesn't help us to plan, though.
Right. That's
so,
what's been hard.
Like the day of RSVP, I remember you used to send wedding invitations out. 6 months in advance,
yeah.
You know, remember this date. It's this. Now it's like you put it on Facebook. Who's coming?
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming? Then you got to remind them in the last hour because it's like, oh, yeah, I was doing that tonight.
Yeah.
Now, I know because I think I've seen you because a lot of things, especially Jennifer will put check this out and you hit interested going or whatever. And you can get a little bit of an idea, except if somebody else posts something at the last minute, everybody goes, whoop, I'm going over there.
Yeah.
So I thought that this particular one, because there's only so many tickets available. So what I'm saying to our listeners here at What's Cooking in the 321 is make arrangements right now to get that ticket. Forget about the $5 because you might get there and not be able to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So get it today.
So today is the last day that somebody can call.
Okay.
To get the tickets because we have to have some sort of
absolutely
cut
we gotta
off,
cut it
there's
off.
There's no way.
Right.
After that,
plus
for
you're
them
busy
to get
tomorrow,
to
girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
So today is the last day to call and get
they
tickets.
They can call
the,
where?
The web link is gone. That's done.
Okay, tell them the number.
The number is 321-608-7490.
You can call that number
that's
right
the
now.
Wickham Park
you
Community
can
Center.
Make arrangements to get a ticket into this bougie, cool night for women. Guys can come.
They can. I'll,
you
some
can come.
Of the vendors are guys, you know.
Yeah.
Do you want to know some of the vendors?
Yeah. Let's hear them.
Let's see. I have Iconic Dermatology.
Okay.
Boisette Collection is the wine
what
that's
is,
being donated.
That's what is it? That's I, the wine. Boys.
Boisette.
Oh, Boisette. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
B&B Candles and Soaps, Lemongrass Spa, Focused Health Now, Freedom Optical, and let me tell you, they have an amazing raffle item. Wait till you see their raffle
item.
It's all Kate Spade stuff.
See?
Awesome.
Don't miss this
Kate
one.
Kate Spade sunglasses. They're gorgeous.
Wow.
With the Kate Spade perfume, a whole bag,
stuff
inside
want
of
can
it.
Can vendors win?
Oh, my gosh. If you buy your raffle ticket, you can.
I'm buying my raffle ticket. Heck yeah.
Three Native is doing the acai bar. Uncommon Concepts is Char Good. Let's see. La Moda Boutique. Positive Women's Care, Silhouette Hair Design, Patio Oasis, Ignition Health, Batter Up Bake Shop. They're doing the cupcakes.
Oh, cool.
Rebecca Black, Perfectious Tattoo. Some of you may know Cheryl.
What
She's
is,
amazing.
Now, are these tattoos, they're the ones?
It's permanent makeup.
It's permanent makeup.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. City Bistro is going to be
there. City Bistro, we're going to be there just for fun.
Embrace Health and Rehab, and that is for women. It's not a rehab center. It is pelvic floor rehabilitation.
What is it?
Pelvic floor rehabilitation.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
We can all stop peeing our pants
that's
when we
right.
laugh.
I don't want to do that.
Park Lane Jewelry, Forever Bare hair removal.
Okay.
Rejuvenate Health and Wellness, G's Sparkle Me Please, which is the little fairy hair.
Oh, cool. Okay. Okay.
And Mayweather, the boxing gym. So lots of great vendors.
The boxing gym.
Yes, it's a boxing gym.
Oh, I want to do that. With
get
my
you back
knees.
In shape.
With my knees that are... Getting the well, I love that just for us, forget the people coming in, we've got plenty of people to talk to there
for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, I
awesome.
Really
it's
think
a great
the vendors
networking.
Will utilize it as a networking event.
Yeah, this is
event
a networking
well.
Event. Mm-hmm. And especially you know, with the radio show, I'm sure all of them will want to come on the radio and talk about how the fundraiser went.
Yeah.
And
there's going to be you get a ticket just for coming for door prizes,
okay.
And you get your glass of wine and your champagne. And then there will be raffle tickets available for the big prizes.
Okay.
And there is also going to be a 50-50 raffle that, that my people that are helping me put it on, they're going to run it because, you know, the city can't do that. So they're going to take care of that for me. And it'll help us raise a little extra cash. And you might come and win some cash.
So this is an awesome event, though. And the other thing is it helps us to get this Mel Boom that I'm going to be doing the food for. You're going to be planning. You got a band yet?
I do.
You do?
Are you ready?
You can't tell us?
I can't tell you.
Tell me. You can?
Well, I don't have the contract is illegal right now, but I don't see it being an issue. But Hot Pink has committed to coming
to play
for our 4th of July celebration.
So I had to tell you, I haven't seen them.
They're awesome.
I've heard they're awesome.
They are.
Now, you know, I went to see our friend Gina. I mean,
Ellen.
Ellen. On, sorry. I went to see Ellen on Saturday at Cadillac Cove.
Yes.
And we had fun.
She's awesome.
I mean, people were dancing all night.
They were committed.
Yeah.
She was the first person I went to.
Yeah. They were committed. Yeah, because she would have been fabulous.
She is fabulous.
And I'll tell you what, everybody there in that place was to see her.
Oh,
they weren't there because they were going to hang out at Cadillac Cove. Just letting you know, Cadillac Cove. They were there to see her, and they were happy to see her. And she's humble. See what I was telling about that humble? She still thanks everybody for showing up, calls you and sends you a little note afterwards. Thank you for coming.
Yep.
It was so nice to see you. Those are the things that matter.
We love Ellen. We celebrated Buddy's birthday the weekend before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Jen's birthday is the 16th, and we're going to go to Siggy's.
Okay.
She's out at the Siggy's Americana.
Uh-huh.
So if Jen can free up the day, it's always hard. You know, our schedules are crazy, but as of right now, we're spending it with Ellen.
Okay.
And so that's one you'll have to put on your calendar.
Okay.
More the merrier. Siggy's has a good hamburger. I think they were in the hamburger running there for...
Are they as good as yours?
So I haven't had one in probably 5 years. Last time I was at Ziggy's, I drank too much and did karaoke. And I got to tell you, if you remember, so this is how long it was ago.
Okay.
This is how long ago it was because I didn't drink. I stopped drinking for about, for 25 years I stopped drinking. 23 years, I just stopped drinking one day. I stopped drinking for Lent. You know, it was like, oh, I can give up that. And then like 3 days in, I'm like, I must be an alcoholic. I'm really missing drinking, you know. And then I just, by the time Lent was over, I just felt so wonderful. That I'm like, you guys, I'm not drinking anymore. Because I remember somebody saying, I went out to dinner. I went to the jungle and I didn't get something to drink. They go, oh, are you going through a program? I go, no, no, I'm not going through a program. One day I just said, I'm not going to drink anymore. I don't want any alcohol in my body. Mm-hmm. And I didn't until like 2 years ago. And then I thought, oh, no, I'm going to catch up.
I'm playing catch up.
You know, there's nothing I love better, really. First of all, I drink fufu martinis. You could take the liquor out of it. I wouldn't even know because I love that bartenders in this area, they want to give you this drink with loads of alcohol because that's how they, you know, I'm going to give her loads of alcohol. I get a better tip. That's not how I feel because then I don't like to drink it. It doesn't taste good. I want it to taste good and because I'm not a big drinker. But, I love my fufu martini, and especially on my balcony on the ocean. There's nothing that's more relaxing than my fufu martini. I don't even care if there's alcohol in it. I just like the glass and sitting out there on the balcony. It's a nice night. But anyways, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's short and sweet. It's from 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
One Oak at Hemingway's. It's 1800 Hibiscus Boulevard.
I wish, though, we just knew more, like, to prep food, even.
Yeah.
You know, which is really good, because I'm going to make salad. I can use it the next day.
Yeah.
Soup. I can use it the next day in the soup and salad shop. I'm bringing it from our soup and salad shop in Eastern Florida State College at the Student Union, which I have to tell you, my sub shop is taking off.
Cool.
Because, you know, I put my burgers and my burritos in the same place and opened a sub shop. But what it is I literally went on and Googled best 10 subs in America. So I'm doing copycat subs, just 10. 10 subs and then soup. I'm the soup Nazi, just like Seinfeld. soups and then salad. And then we do pho and ramen. Who knew? Who knew pho and ramen would be so...
I think all the kids love that.
They love it.
It's all this Japanese culture and anime and they love it.
Yeah. They love the fho and ramen. We sell a lot of it. And it's good. We sell a banh mi sandwich. Did you know banh mi sandwich is the second best-selling sub? You know what it is? Danny's looking at me like, what is a banh mi?
No, what
is that? It's Vietnamese. So it's got like a nice little sauce. It's got a little bit of heat to it, you know, mayonnaise-based. And then it's got pickled daikon and vegetables. And then if you want pork or chicken over the top, and then fresh cilantro, fresh jalapenos, and there's your sandwich. And a nice little sauce on top that's got another little heat to it. But it's selling like bangers. And you know that it's a hot sandwich because they're opening all these places called Banh Mi, Baguette, Saigon Baguette, who's been here with us, who has a fabulous one. It's a hot sandwich. Mm. So the Philly was big controversy but I got to tell you, we did change it up a little because we've done copycats. You remember Frisk's and Bob's Big Boy?
I remember Bob's Big Boy, yeah.
Okay, so their famous sandwich was called a Slim Jim.
Okay.
Which is ham, smashed, Grecian roll. Mm-hmm. We do that. It's going over very well.
Okay.
There's a secret sauce on there that we copycatted and cloned. People are liking it. But the Philly, we did our own because there's a lot of controversy. Who has the best, Wiz or Wiz Out?
Right. I was going to ask
okay,
you.
Okay. No, so we're doing. Well, you know what? We figured it out. We'd use both.
There you go.
We put provolone, and then we put just one little streak of Wiz, but it's our Wiz from Mucho Mahalo. It's many okay. thanks. It's many thanks, Wiz. It's going over good, you guys.
Good.
So, yeah. We do an Italian beef from Chicago. The Vienna Italian beef.
You're making me so hungry.
I know. So there's only 10 sandwiches. So that's not hard. So 10 sandwiches. Next fundraiser we're going to do the sandwiches. Okay. So that people can try them sandwiches because then they're going to know. In the summer, the college is halfway closed. I want to keep it open though so that we can deliver because delivery is the way to go now. So, but we're not going to use DoorDash and all that. We're going to put our own people because we got to keep them employed. See, I care about people. Who said I don't have a heart?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I care about them. I need to keep them employed. So I need people, and I'll have to get on the radio and go, okay, who, and we should like pick some business out every week that's going to get sandwiches so they can try them. And
there you
go. Yeah. See, I know how to fundraise too. I'm taking my marketing tips from you. Listen, I wanted to ask you about this one though.
Okay.
This is in your place. I don't know if it's still on, so I just want to know because it said starting February 13th, so it might be ended by now. But I just saw this because I did a fundraiser at the Civic Center.
O'Galley?
Weirdest fundraiser ever. We had the chiropractor from the fundraiser on last week.
Oh really? Yeah.
I don't even know what we're fundraising for. To tell you the truth, I don't know.
Okay.
But when I was there, I saw this thing that said that we have line dancing.
Oh, yeah, we have line dancing classes there.
How long we had that?
As long as I've been here.
Where
six
have
years.
I been?
Yeah.
You've had line dancing. So this is every Thursday night?
Yes, they are one of our activities.
Every
Thursday. The instructor is the one who has the contract to come do it. It's not our event. It's theirs, and it's I guess it's weekly.
The class is for experienced line dancers who will master a range of step patterns and movements. This is improver intermediate line dancing class with Michelle. I think it's new. I don't know. Michelle. Thursdays, 11:30 to 1:30. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
But you can't be a beginner in that one way.
You can't be. $5.
We have a beginner class, I think.
You do,
though.
Too?
It's like if you come early, it starts with the beginner and then the later class. I can't remember.
I need
but
to go take this class because I just fake it that I can do all them, like the Cupid Shuffle. I do the Cupid Shuffle, but I'm not doing it like everybody else. Here was another one I saw. This one's at Joseph Davis Community Center.
Joseph N. Davis Community
Glow
Center.
Glow in the Dark Pickleball.
Yes, that's new.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet. It's brand new. We've done it once before.
So this is April 12th.
Yes. And
6
then we're
to
doing
9.
It.
I wonder if you have to, you have to register online, in person, or call. The space is limited. $10 a person. Joseph Davis Community Center, 2547 Grant Street, Melbourne. Of course, again, the Melbourne number is 321-608-7460. You can always text us, and we're going to be giving away some stuff today, too, some really cool tickets. We're going to be talking with Terrence Williams from Adam Carolla. But you can text that at 321-437-1567. So that sounds like fun. Now, have you ever played pickleball, though? I have not.
Me personally, no.
Me not.
My children told me that they learned that in elementary school, and I was shocked. But
Danny,
it's
play
the big
pickleball?
Thing.
No.
Danny, do you play any sports?
I used to.
So I have to tell you, I'm gonna blame. I'm gonna say it on the 29th of this month, and I have to tell you, I'm not prepared. I really was looking at in May. I'm having my knees totally replaced, titanium, and this is, you know, my brothers. I have three older brothers. I tried to keep up with the Boy Scouts of America here. I mean, I was climbing. I remember jumping over a fence. The Boy Scouts all were running. And they were doing something. My mother was, a Cub Scout leader or whatever. And so I always got dragged with them. My brother Keith, I remember him standing on the other side going, jump, Kim, jump. I jumped and broke both my legs. Okay. I raced dirt bikes my whole childhood life. I surfed every day, my whole, even until I was 40. Well, it's showing now because that car accident I was in a year ago did my knee in. So I'm having to have my knee replaced. So unless Gina's going to do the show in May, okay, we're going to take a month off, Gina.
Okay.
We're going to take a month off, which is when we really need to be here the most, though, because we have to get ready for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back strong in July 1. So we're going to take May off. We are going to tape a show. We're going to get all of our restaurant buddies together because we don't want to say anything that's a day. Okay. So we're going to get all the restaurant buddies in here, and we're going to talk food.
Okay.
So that on the 29th, that will air. And then the 29th, hopefully everybody will be here praying for me for this surgery because it's a little bit of a high risk. I'm going to stay in Holmes Regional. Mm. And then I'll be able to maybe play pickleball.
Okay. And I will come watch you.
If I can play pickleball.
Exactly.
If I can play pickleball, you're playing with me in the dark. In the dark so nobody can see us.
But then I might need my knees replaced.
Yeah. Who knew? I'm getting to where I can't walk though, really. Yeah. So I'm feeling old. I'm feeling very old.
Yeah.
Speaking of in the dark, okay, are you ready for this one?
Okay.
You know what we're doing here. Let me just throw through these. On Friday, April 11th, from 7 to 9, mm-hmm. one of my favorite things, we're doing the adult flashlight Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Okay. I have my skull cap with my flashlight on the top.
Okay.
This is a night I love. You've shown up for it.
I go to the Halloween event, but I don't usually do the
Well, this Easter one you should actually do. Uh-huh. It's fun. Uh-huh. It really is. It's hilarious. People drink a little bit.
They do.
We make Easter egg punch. It's all different colors. It's almost a psychedelic.
Hmm.
And we're going to have it glowing in the dark there. So you'll have flashlights and this punch mm-hmm. lit up. We're going to have lights in it.
I'll tell you, there might be one or two tickets left for that.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's 18 years or older. It's $13 a person. You can purchase tickets at www.melbourneflorida.org/events. You can call 321-608-7400. This event is at the Melbourne Auditorium. And I can tell you, Jerry mm-hmm. sets this up. It's cute. It looks cool. Everybody has a good time. I think, don't hold me to this one, it's around 250 people running around with flashlights on their head.
It's close to that. Yeah. It's a lot of
people running around with flashlights
on
their head.
Prizes are awesome.
You look for these plastic eggs, okay? And you can beat up each other to get their eggs, whatever. but you gather your eggs, and inside of these eggs are some cool prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some people in town put out some cool things. I know I'm giving alcohol away in them eggs.
Okay.
So you can actually find an egg and get a drink. What's
awesome.
Better? What's better than a flashlight on your head, running on in the dark? The only thing you can see is my fluorescent drinks, okay? And, you know, the auditorium, what's our square footage? Do you know we're big? We're a big place. So you get to run around this whole place looking for these plastic eggs, but they've got great prizes in some
of
them.
Yeah. We've been working really hard on the prizes. I know Jerry and her team,
yep.
I've collected a bunch. There's some really good things in those.
And alcohol. Alcohol and plastic eggs. You know, even at home this year, we're going to have to make deviled eggs with plastic eggs because the price of eggs is so outrageously crazy.
Coming back down.
Yeah, it's coming back down, just like the stock market.
Yeah, but the stock market, though, they said it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I heard that one.
It'll go back up.
Yeah, just like our 401ks. Where'd that go? Poof, gone. No, I'm a little worried.
Don't be worried. It'll all be fine.
I'm a little worried.
There's a method to the madness.
There's a method to the madness. Yep. Yes. All right, so let's talk about this one, okay? This is Patty's event, the Mega Indoor Rummage Sale.
Mm-hmm.
This is Saturday, May 10th, 8 a.m. to 1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she has any vendor space available.
No, it's sold out.
It's sold out, but we certainly, last year, I believe about this time, we had, I think, 3,000 people interested. You know, on the whole, we were talking about that earlier, the whole people waiting and you know, to get their things. Go on there. Let us know how many people are coming so we can properly prepare.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us. But I think that, Sam, yeah, you can have them hold for 1 second. But I think this is going to be a good event. I think we've got maybe Terrence on the line. So we'll, Gina, we'll come back to this and we'll talk about that. Do I have Terrence with us?
Yes.
Terrence, welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. I have to tell you, I'm so excited that you and Adam and I got to tell you, I watched the little video. I've been doing my homework and YouTubing you guys and stalking you. And I'm excited for the show here in Melbourne. I appreciate that you come into the Melbourne Auditorium, and welcome to the show. Hi.
Hey, well, thank you for having me on. Listen, we all love Florida. Florida is one of the greatest states in America. So I am absolutely excited. You know, we got our country back, so common sense is back. Comedy is back, you know. Now, maybe the left may not like what we have to say, but, you know, we are going back to the times where, you know, you can joke around and people not get so offended. And so I'm so excited to be around a bunch of patriots, be around a bunch of people who love America. I am really excited about this.
Terrence,
going to be fun.
Terrence, where are you? Like, where are you right now?
So I am in Texas.
You're in Texas. And is that where you hang in Texas?
Yes.
That's Texas, where you hang. Yes. Well, I'll just educate you on our little Melbourne area here, because I got to tell you, you're coming to the right neighborhood, because this is a very red neighborhood.
And very red. It's
yes,
very red.
It is a very red neighborhood, and they're
so
going to...
I can wear my MAGA hat.
You can wear your... Listen, we have one of the largest gun shows that we do in that building, with about 7,000 people walk through that door in 2 days, all with MAGA hats on. So you're
wow.
coming to the right arena.
Now, when is this gun show?
Here, I could look that one up really quick for you, because it's every month. Our next gun show is, let's just see here.
I might have to come to a gun show.
You know what? It's a good time. I got to tell you, we got AR flamethrower. That's something that everybody in America should see. That it is the last day of May, the 31st of May, and the 1st of June is our next gun show. And yeah, you could come and have a stage on that. In fact, you could get on the stage and be a big hit that day also, because everybody has their MAGA hat on. That's for sure.
Oh, that is you said about 7,000 people go?
In 2 days, that's right. We have a huge attendance. They're wrapped around our building to get in there. So I think that we'll get that same crowd coming to see you guys. I think you probably heard that we had two people. We had Tyrus in there a couple times and sold out.
Oh, yeah, Tyrus is great, yes.
We sold out both times, and I believe the same audience will love seeing you guys. And then, you know, we had Ted Nugent in there. He sold out, and I think the same crowd will love seeing you guys. So I think you're in good company.
Oh yes. Well, it's good to know that it's a red city.
That's a
red. So I'm bringing all my MAGA hats with me.
There you bring all your.
I might wear two MAGA hats at one time. I might put two hats on. Can I wear two hats?
You know what? Melbourne's anything you want to wear kind of place, because, you know, a lot of people will probably be there in pajamas. You know, that's
so there,
just
so there's not going to be any Jasmine Crockett supporters. Out there in the crowd.
Well, I hope so. We want to have a little fun, don't we, Terrence?
No, I don't know about that, because Jasmine Crockett, a girl thing. We don't want none of her ghetto ratchet supporters in the building. I'm sorry. They are super ghetto and crazy.
Oh, jeez.
We don't want to be around that,
so,
you know?
Tell me what you and Adam are you, and then you, there's somebody else that comes on stage with you also.
Steve McGrew is a really funny comedian. He's been around a while.
Now, where's he from? Where would I have seen him at?
Well, Steve McGrew, I think he's out in Colorado. Steve McGrew has done country radio. He's done a lot of that. The guys, he's done some stuff on, some comedy channel. I forgot what the comedy channel. What is that comedy channel? I don't know what the channel is called.
Because, like, it's you.
Comedy Central?
Yeah, Comedy Central.
There we go.
He's done stuff on there. So Steve McGrew is pretty seasoned. And I have to tell you,
when I Googled him, when I was YouTube him, it was funny stuff. It was funny stuff.
Oh yeah, I love Steve McGrew. He is a funny comedian.
You know,
he's a patriot.
We had our own Carrot Top start out right on that very stage there in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Carrot Top.
He made his debut. We've had.
I forgot all about Carrot Top.
Yeah,
he went to high school.
We had also. Wow. We had the one. I love him. He's from the movie with Eddie Murphy. The guy that made all the sounds. The weird sounds. Michael. I'm trying to think of, do you remember?
Jim Carrey?
No, but.
Michael Wilbaum?
Michael,
Wilburn,
yeah, it was
like
Michael.
Something like
very
that.
Nice guy. Yeah. He's been there quite a few times, though, but he did all of the weird sound effects on the Eddie Murphy where he was a cop. What was that? Those movies. That was funny. But we've had, we do a lot of comedy there. We do the flirt. Fraternal Order of Police has some great comedians come in. So I think you guys are going to do really well in our Melbourne house, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am super excited. Yeah, I know it will be a great time. I hope everybody comes out because it's going to be a great time, and I'm honored to be on stage with Adam Carolla. He is a legend.
Is this now, have you been on stage with him before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time doing a show with Adam Carolla.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So this is going to be fun, you know, because Adam doesn't hold back. I don't hold back, you know.
Well, I don't hold back, so we're going to have a good night.
I don't hold back at all. I say exactly what's on my mind.
That's good.
You know?
So,
and you know, comedy is really easy right now because the joke, you know, especially if you're joking about what's going on, like these Democrats and talking about liberals, if that is the subject, it's easy. Comedy.
You don't even need writers anymore.
I don't need to write anything.
No.
I can
just
talk
need TikTok.
About what's going on.
Yeah, you just need TikTok. Gina says you just need TikTok.
We don't even need
writers.
Exactly. I mean, these, like, the jokes write themselves.
Well, Terrence, you want to give away a couple tickets to this show? And well, first of all, let's make sure they know. The show is on, let me get that back here. Okay, the show's on May 4th, and all three of the guys are going to be there, so you're going to want to, I think this is going to get sold out, so all of my listeners here at What's Cooking in the 321, you'll want to, do you know all the links to get tickets, Terrence? Or
people can go to terrencekwilliams.com. That's TerrenceKWilliams.com. Yeah, they can go to TerrenceKWilliams.com to get tickets.
And you want to give away two tickets today?
Most definitely.
Let's give them to, like, the 20th person to text in and say, I need to go see Terrence to find out what that K is all about.
Text,
and we're going to give away two tickets today. Max has told me we're going to give away two tickets every single show until they are here in town. And I think that we're going to even talk to Adam. I think not next week, but the week after. I think we're going to get Adam on to talk also. And
give him your number, Kim.
Huh?
Give him your number.
321-437-1567. We'll get you two tickets to see Terrence and Adam and guests at the Melbourne Auditorium on May 4th. So let's get them. Let's get those texts coming. And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to meeting you. Tell me your favorite food.
I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody at the show. It's going to be, you know, it feels good to be around other like-minded people. Because for far too long, you know, they have demonized Trump supporters. A lot of people have been afraid to wear their MAGA hat, hats out in public because of the way how the media portrayed us. Like, none of us should feel ashamed or embarrassed we should not feel ashamed or embarrassed for loving our country and for voting for our candidate of choice, you know? So that is absolutely insane that a lot of people that a lot of people are afraid to wear their hats out in public because they may get harmed because of how the media portray Trump supporters. So it's good to be in the building with other like-minded people.
Well,
you know,
and
it's
believe
gonna be like
me,
one big family reunion.
This town has not been afraid to show their Trump support. They have
well,
stood out there
that
on that corner
maybe
for the past
down,
3 years.
Y'all some gun-toting.
We got Teslas everywhere.
That's right. We got Teslas everywhere.
Gun-toting. They're all gun-toting, barbecue-eating damn Floridians out
listen,
there.
Listen, they
so
got
I
their
know.
Guns in their Teslas, okay?
Yeah, gun Teslas.
That's
and
right. Listen,
and
my
brisket and ribs, damn it. That's Florida.
I got to tell you, Terrence, my favorite is there's two people that ride around town that have Trump on their side windows, on the mirrors, like they're inside the car. And I just love that. It's hilarious.
Yep.
I might have to do that.
You know, with those cyber trucks, people like keying them, these dummies do not realize that there's cameras on them. Mm-hmm. Are y'all stupid?
Well, listen, I can't wait to meet you. And, you know, I'm going to be doing your food and beverage that night. You like anything special? What do you drink?
Oh, probably just Diet Coke.
Okay,
you know,
I got that.
The Trump special.
You don't need me to whip you up a poo-poo platter or anything, huh? Or a Trump plate special?
No, I don't
all
like
right.
to eat before I go on stage. I don't like to eat. Are you going to be cooking?
I'm cooking. Well, you know, my team will be cooking, but I certainly am there, and I don't miss an event.
So what, do you have a restaurant or something?
So I do the concessions. I do the concession, but, yeah, I have the liquor license for the city here, and we make sure that everybody gets fed and food and drink and beverage
all
and hydrated. I keep everybody hydrated.
Basically.
Pardon?
So y'all run the auditorium?
No, I'm just City Bistro inside of the auditorium. So
I
am food and beverage. I keep, like I said, I keep everybody hydrated in town. And
hydrated with alcohol?
That's right.
What?
Both. Everything. You name it. That's
hydrated here.
Listen, the texts are coming in. The texts are coming in. Jennifer, you're hilarious, by the way. The texts are coming in. People are excited to see you. And this is good.
To see them. It's going to be a good time.
You're getting some good texts in here.
It's going to be a good time. We're going to, you know, I can't wait to talk to people. You know,
that's
this
excellent.
Is like,
now,
this is me talking. I'm going to just be talking. I'm having a good time.
Will you be spending a little time on our beaches?
Well, I'm not getting in the water. I'm just
you know what?
Water.
There's a big whiteout there.
I'm not getting in the water.
Well,
I'm
just gotta
get in the water.
Listen, you could track. I forget the name of this big white out there, but this big white has a mega hat on its head probably, okay? Because it's been chomping over there off the coast, and none of us getting in the water right now. But I got to tell you, we have beautiful beaches here. We're about, literally, you just go over the bridge, and there's the Crown Plaza. We've got music happening there, and we've got the Element and the Hilton and the Radisson, the DoubleTree. We've got them all right there on the ocean. And it's fun for everybody. So I hope that you take in some of our beaches Get out of the
Texas. I will look
Texas.
At the beach. I will look. I'm not getting in the water. I will look.
He says he's not sticking his toe in the water.
I'm
forget
not
it.
Sticking your toe in your water.
If y'all want to get in, I will watch.
I thought all MAGA
belongs.
People were tough.
I'm the one.
I don't get in the
I'm
water.
The one, I am the. Listen, I am. I will watch everybody's phones and keys.
I'll watch everybody's phones.
I'll
watch everybody's phones.
I will watch everybody's stuff. I will be the baby. Yes. I will babysit your items.
Hey, somebody's got to hold the vapes these days, okay? Somebody's
exactly.
got to hold the vapes.
Down the fort. I will hold down the fort while y'all are in the beach, okay?
That's right.
So what you're saying is you want to keep all 10 toes.
Somebody got to live to tell the story, okay?
Listen, yeah, I tell you the name of that.
Somebody got to live to tell the story. They were so happy when they went in the water. They were just, you know, I was almost going to get in. I'm so glad
I was almost going to get in. Listen, especially.
I was almost going to get in. I was actually thinking about it, and something told me not to.
I'll tell you what told you not to. This is true story. We got a 14-foot great white out there, and its name is Contender.
Oh, yeah. See, we don't want to meet Contender.
No.
No, you don't.
We don't want to meet Contender.
Listen,
there's
Terrence,
a lot of his buddies out there swimming around.
Terrence, I can't wait to meet you, and I'm the first person. When you get to that auditorium, I'm the first person who greets everybody because I get in that building a half an hour before you guys get in it, me and the boys that keep that place clean, and we make sure that you've got a Diet Coke there for it, ready for you. I'll switch you to Coke Zero. It's a little more healthy, okay? And
oh, no, Diet Coke. I need my
Listen, thank you for coming
Diet
on the
Coke.
Show today, and I give you an open invite to come back before and tell us what's new and what's going on and get us ready for your show. Sound good?
Yes, it sounds good. I really appreciate you for having
right.
me on here. It's
Terrence, what's that
time.
What's that K stand for, Terrence?
Oh, that is my middle name,
Control. It was my pleasure yeah. meeting you today. And,
KKK Williams.
KK. Jeez. All right. Listen, have a great weekend, and please don't hesitate if you want to call back next Tuesday or any Tuesday before we meet, and I look forward to meeting you. Thanks for calling in today.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank
Everybody
you so
say
much.
Goodbye to Terrence K. Williams, and he's going to be once again at the Melbourne Auditorium with Adam Carolla on May 4th. Going to be a great show, and we're going to be giving tickets away here every Tuesday. Tune in to What's Cooking in the 321s. Thanks, Terrence.
Thank
you. Hi, Terrence.
Bye,
Take
Terrence.
Care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That sounds like it could be a real funny show.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the right time. You know, I talked to their road manager, and he was afraid that he hadn't picked the right place. And I said, what better place could you be in than MAGA Melbourne?
Right.
I might get ran out of MAGA Melbourne. I don't know if I'm MAGA enough. I don't watch. I just told somebody today, I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch CNN
I don't
News. I just don't. I watch my, I like to, because, you know, we try to not talk politics, but I like to read I like to be educated. So I like to read about 5 times all of the things that were passed today in the House. Mm-hmm. And what the House, because nothing's going to get done anyways, because it goes from the House to the Senate, and then nothing gets done. But I like to see what they're actually trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And go, you got to be kidding.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be kidding. Just bring my stock market back up. I get grumpy when the stock market's down.
Now, isn't that what everybody wanted? They wanted the rich to suffer, and that's what's happening right now, right?
No. The rich is still making. Warren Buffett just made more money than ever. It's the little guy. It's the little guy it affects.
The people in stocks, most little people don't have stocks.
They don't?
No.
Not even little stocks?
No. No, you're too busy buying cigarettes. You don't have money for stocks.
No, to me, that's a video game.
No.
You know, people, it's a video game to me. So
I literally, I got into a conversation on Facebook with someone who lives in Detroit.
Ah,
but was
hometown?
Talking about how DeSantis was passing a law to, amending the laws so that 14-year-olds could then work. And she equated it with the fact that they're deporting so many people and that they didn't have people to fill the job, so it was child labor. And I said, well, actually, as someone who lives in Florida and has raised children in Florida who couldn't get jobs because the laws were so restrictive for companies to hire minors.
Yes.
And these kids want cars. They want stuff. They want to earn their own.
Because
They have a work
ethic.
And
I'm part of this. I don't want to hire a minor because the laws are
too
hard
on
us.
Well, they're changing that.
Yeah.
And I explained that.
Yeah.
And I was told to do my research and this and that and the other. And I said, you know what? You worry about Detroit.
Yeah.
And I'll worry about
Florida.
And
let me tell you, I lived with somebody for 36 years who was out on the street in Detroit at the age of 9
mm-hmm.
and on their own
mm-hmm.
and had to support themselves. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and I see that now. More kids, we were talking about that earlier, whose parents don't speak to them. I'll never understand that in a million years. It's unconditional love, it's supposed to be. But these kids do have to provide for themselves. At the age of 18, they have to get a home.
I love my children, yeah. But you know what? I'm not doing them any favors doing it for them.
I agree with you.
And that's why
I
they wanted to work as
100%.
Teenagers, okay?
I absolutely agree.
I feel like I'm giving them more, teaching them how to do it themselves.
My daughter Meredith has been working since she was 8 years mm-hmm. old. She yep. was much cuter than I. I put her on the floor. She was cute. She gets better tips, way better tips.
Yep.
Listen, we got a lot more stuff coming up, though. This at the Melbourne Auditorium. Let's just talk about the auditorium because we were talking about Patty's rummage sale.
Rummage sale, yes.
So this is the thing. There's only about, this time last year, we had about 3,000 people that said interested. The number's very, very low this year for interested. So it's like, I wonder why. Are they just waiting to the last minute?
Well, you also have to take into consideration Facebook algorithms. So that could be an issue.
Okay. I'm glad you know about these things. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
So let's just, please go on the Mega Indoor Rummage Sale. This is everybody in town. It's gently used items. It's shoes. It's toys. Here's what I love about it, though. There's small businesses there, too, that are putting their things together. A lot mm-hmm. of cottage law people, which have some cool stuff that you can't get in stores. But it's Saturday, May 10th, 8 to 1. All the vendor space is gone already. Tables were $20. Where can you get a table for $20? But it's at the Melbourne Auditorium, 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida. You can still go to auditorium at Melbourne, Florida. It's mlbfl.org. You can call 321-608-7420. It's free to shop. Anybody can come through the door. So that's happening on our May 10th. On, I got to tell you here, we just had the home show this weekend. We had a great attendance for the home show. So that's good to know. Again, I'm going to tell you that we have the Friday, April 11th, adult flashlight Easter egg hunt is 7 to 9. Games, music, prizes, food for purchase. There's an Easter bonnet contest. So make sure you got a flashlight on that Easter bonnet. But put your flashlights on. Come with your Easter bunny bonnet. And that's going to be a load of fun this Friday. I'm certainly going to be there having fun. On Sunday, April 13th, we've got the Melbourne Toy and Comic Con. This event is great. It's $10 at the door. Kids 10 and under are free. The whole auditorium is filled with comic books, with all kinds of, you said it earlier, the anime stuff, mm-hmm. which I don't understand the whole anime thing, but I will tell you, my kids love it. He was going to actually be here today. I don't know. I'm going to say hi to Rick from the Melbourne Toy and Comic Store who puts this on. It's a great event. I'm hoping I can get him here next week. So, Rick, if you're listening, I'll certainly just because you're not here today, we'll get you on next week. We'll bump our Italian-American boys to put Rick back here and talk about the toys and comics. That's a wonderful event. You can come dressed like Pokichu or whoever it is, and it's a good event. Lots of people there. We've got the Melbourne Municipal Band here on April 23rd and 24th. And then we've got our Melbourne Community Orchestra.
Yes.
The orchestra will be back on Wednesday, April 30th. By far my favorite event at the auditorium. It's called May Mysteries and Medieval Mayhem. That pre-show is at 6:15. It's free admission to everybody. You can call 321-285-6724. You can email them at mcorchestra.org, Melbourne Community Orchestra.
Did you ever find out if it was just the only one day or the 2 days?
So it's one day. It's Wednesday, and it's Wednesday the 30th. And let me tell me that I'm freaking out. No, it's the 30th. It's the 30th and the 1st. Okay, that's why I thought it fell into the next 2 days. Month. You know what? If I just turn the page over, let me do that again. Thursday, May 1st, we've got the Melbourne Community Orchestra with their May Mysteries Medieval Mayhem Show. And Danny, I'm sure you'll be at that. You gotta try this.
We'll be there.
Gina, you gotta bring everybody. It's a cool show.
I know.
Sunday, May 4th, Adam Carolla and Terrence K. Williams. The doors open at 6 p.m. For more tickets and more info, you can go to eventbrite.com. And also, of course, Terrence just gave us his information too. Saturday, May 10th, the Mega Indoor Rummage Sale, 10 to 1. We've got Sunday on May 11th, Mysteries Without Boundaries. This is a pretty cool event. Gina, tell me if you heard about this in the years in the past, because I didn't do it in the years in the past. I am this year. It's the Ministries Without Boundaries. They do Jasmine, who runs Ministries Without Boundaries. She rents the Melbourne Auditorium. She sits 40 really nice round tables up that hold 8 people at them. And she opens the doors to anybody to have Mother's Day dinner for free.
Wow.
It's 5 o'clock, free admission. It's a Mother's Day banquet and concert.
Mm.
I can tell you we're having roast beef, chicken marsala.
Nice.
Rice, fried fish.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? But I'm all right cooking fried fish. I'll cook what anybody wants. big dessert bar. But that's Sunday, May 11th. If you don't have a place to go for Mother's Day, or you can't, here's a good one. If you can't afford to take your mother out, here's a place you can take your mother.
Nice.
It's going to be a great dinner, good show. So I just think it's a wonderful thing. Did you ever know that we had
not.
That? See?
Something I've heard of the ministry, though.
And I heard it went really well last year. They're expecting 600 people.
Wow.
So they sort of start.
Do you have to pre-register
You have to pre-register. Okay. You have to call for reservations. I know that when we get closer to that, we'll get some information on how to get a reservation for that. We've got the Spirit Fest coming back on May 17th and 18th. That's some wonderful people, good times. And then, of course, we've got our sports show specialist, the Gun and Knife Show. We'll be back Saturday, May 31st and June 1st. That'll be in the auditorium. 321-777-7455. Get you all the information on the Melbourne Auditorium. Gina, I can't wait till tomorrow night.
Me too.
That's the biggie. Is I hope that we get everybody and all our listeners at What's Cooking in the 321. Please come out tomorrow night. If you don't know where it's at, it's on Hibiscus Boulevard where the Oaks Theater is, Hemingway's. It's that venue in the back corner. Even just to come see the venue, you know, and check out the big stuff. Danny gave me his little rabbit ears. Now he's giving me the finger. Danny, this is a Christian station. Gina, you want to close with anything?
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. It's going to be great.
Perfect. Jen, I miss you, and I hope everything's going good in Titusville. We'll catch up with you next week so that you can get a Titusville report and all of the cool stuff going on in Titusville. We're going to be talking about Urban Prime next week and the Comic-Con. And catching up with the Italian American Club. Gina, thanks for being
here.
What's Cooking in the 321 and being my co-host as always. And Danny, we'll see you next Tuesday. We're out.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube's Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.